Welcome to the Two Hat Podcast. With me is Blurdog.
What's up? Just look like cheesy bucket again today.
Yeah. Bex. Surprisingly, couldn't make it today.
Oh, wow. Yes. That is very surprising.
Hopefully, finger crossed, that she's able to make it next time. What was it? The first time? I mean, we'll talk a little bit. I mean, it's just going to be me. So it's just, you know, it's just me. I mean, the first time she was like, I'm working late. Mm-hmm. Can we do it at this certain time? And I said, okay. Yeah. Keith, bad news. You guys got to go without me. I won't have a break from my project till next week. I said, okay. I said, first of all, that's later for the Friday. I can't do Friday right now. I'm going to Vegas. Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Tyler, Keith Rockin, I'm at my mom's house helping her. I won't make it up today. I said, okay. Just can't. I'm trying not to go off or do anything. I'm just leaving it alone. But I'm recording this, so I don't think she listened to the podcast. I really don't. So
honestly, probably don't.
She doesn't. I don't think so. I think she just does it and stuff. So I'm telling you, Blurdog, if it's something happens where she's like, I can't do this podcast no more, we're bringing the Sports Zone back. The Sports Zone back. So I told her, I said, okay, next podcast, you know, for recording is this week, Friday, you know, at 6 p.m. I don't know. I'm going to kind of lean with she's not going to be able to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, if she doesn't make it, then it's pretty much all the dates. So if she doesn't make it for all the other dates, I mean, it's pretty much like,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I get it because it's like, okay, all right. Got it. So she got some chances to get these other dates or something. I mean, there's nothing I can do. I mean, I just have to wait until unless she's like, you know, the usual, I can't do it or something. So, I don't know, some excuse. I have no idea. Or maybe December is a busy month. But she gets, how many tries does she get? Because I miss a lot, but I was sick. I was recovering. So she gets a bypass for at least what? She gets a bypass for at least four podcasts. So she has one more. She has one more. Okay. After that, I'm still not going to say nothing until she just like, you know.
You never know with Bex. There's always something coming up with Bex. You know, she's the busy woman.
She's a busy woman. So for the benefit of the doubt, if Bex is listening to this, to be honest, if she's listening to this in the podcast, will you come to the podcast? if not, then hopefully she's still a part of the podcast. I mean, we are kind of wrapping up on the in the year and stuff.
We need you back. If you're listening to this, when you do, if you ever do listen to this, we need you back, Bex.
Yeah, we need you back, Bex. Well, I'm sorry, not really need you back. You need to come back.
you need to come back.
Yeah, we're not like we need you back. No, you need to come to.
Hey, like Ice Cube said, hey, come back.
Come back. Come back. Yes. All right, so. Pretty much. Let's just get into the topic right now. I mean, let's get into some topics, and then after that, talk about some other stuff, and then After that, I talk about how we're doing. But how do you feel about, you was a kid before, right?
Yeah, I was a kid. I'm still a kid at heart. So, I was a kid once.
Okay. And you know, you go to the Toys R Us, you know, or at any, you know, your local, you know, Target, Walmart, or, you know, any other, you know, big market, you know.
Yeah, for all the younger people, Toys R Us, you know, that was a big thing back then.
Hey, there's a Toys R Us are kind of back. There's like a little, like, they're a little like small chain and stuff. Like a little just walk in and stuff. And you're like, it's like, it used to be like, what was it like before? It used to be like, say, like a big old mansion, but now you're just like walking into a studio. Because there's one in San Francisco and it's like right next to Macy. And it's just a little, like, it's like a studio. You just walk in, you're in everywhere. But you know how you go down different aisles, and you know you know there's the boys section and there's the girls section and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, now they want to, you know, gender fluid. They want to blend it all in.
Yes.
That's where I kind of draw the line. Where I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You mean I'm gonna see extra goodness, all dolls and stuff? Look, I avoid that stuff because I don't want to see those. You know, it's the girls. That's the girls' side, and it's the boys' side. You know what I mean?
Yes. I mean, and if a girl wants to play with, you know, the boy toys,
she'll walk over to the boys' side.
Yeah, walk over to the boys' side because that's generally where the boys will go. The born male will go, and the other ones is generally where the born females will go. It's just something as kids we see something, and we're not necessarily taught on what we like and what we like. We see something, we if we like it, we're gonna go after it. If we don't like it, we don't want to touch it. Yes, as we get older, then that's kind of what we're taught. But let kids be kids. I don't like this whole gender fluid thing. And now they pretty much just gonna put all the toys in like one aisle, basically.
Yeah, it's gonna be, and like,
just take a pick.
It's just gonna be, I'm sorry, but it's just gonna be like just all mixed and stuff. It's like, oh well, I mean, what are they gonna do, alphabetical order? But if you do alphabetical order, that means like all the Barbies gonna be still take up an aisle. I mean, there's still
exactly.
I mean, it. That's what it is. It's gonna take an hour, and then you know you have Avengers. That's gonna hold take an hour. They do alphabetical order, or unless they just like, we're just gonna mix it up, or just by company. It's still, they're still like, they have a lot of brands, so they're gonna take up an hour. Like they have a lot of, So I'm like, there's.
I mean, for years, I mean, I don't know if I really paid attention, but you bringing up the brand, I think they already kind of put the aisle just go by the brand. I don't think there was like an all-girls section or all-boys section. It was just like, if it was just Mattel, it was an all-Mattel section.
Yeah, it was brand.
They just kind of put the brand there, and it was just like, oh, you probably see a G.I. Joe, or and then you see a Barbie or something like that. You just see it there. I mean, it was kind of split up, but it's like, that's kind of... If they were in the same aisle, but they were split up, it was just like, this is what G.I. Joe is, this is what Barbie is. We're not going to mix Barbie with G.I. Joe. And just that, if honestly, that'll make it more confusing.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know what they're, I mean, it's just, it's going to be just all like, come on, like, it's just, I feel like it's just like, are you going to have mix up? Like, I'm feeling like it's going to be all miss, like, pattern and stuff like that. Like, you, like, you're just seeing that and you're like, what is this? Because some of the kids, I feel like some of the kids are going to be like, what is this doing right here or something? Exactly. I mean, they're going to see something that's going to be like, huh? And so it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of kids don't know what they're not worried about what their genders are. They're told that they're a male or female and that's about it. After that, they're gonna pick what they like anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like that's forcing a child to, that's confusing a child, honestly, to be like, I don't know. It's just too much. It's just putting too much on the children these days.
Yeah, exactly, and stuff. And so it's like, look, I know they're just saying they're toys or whatever. They're pretty much, I know. What was it they said? You know, like, oh, you know, they're still dolls. And, you know, the boys will be like, but it's action figures. And I'm action I'm just like, I say this. Look, it is the same thing. It is a doll. Just ours can do better stuff and, you know, danger.
And danger. We can actually do some action, you know, action moves with the things where the you know, I guess the girl toys didn't really have much action to it.
Nah, the, because it was the teaching toys have. It was pretty much teaching girls or something, because that's all I knew when I had it was like, you know, cousins, and you know, that's the only time where it's like those action figures and dolls will mix together, because you know, I bring my toys, they bring their toys, and then we're just playing with the, you know, whatever. That's that's the only time. And then, other than that, it's just, you know, wrestling 24/7 in the ring.
It didn't matter who it was, but it's just I just don't like it. It's forcing the stores to do what they more than what they need to do. Yeah. They have everything settled the way that they want to set up to make it more convenient for them and the shoppers, but now they're going to make it more complicated.
Now, this is something I have a question for. I would think, like, because you know, okay, so with wrestling, and they have the action figures, but they started making divas and stuff. Now, usually when they started doing this and stuff, because it was around when I was a kid, but I never bought them because I had no interest. But since they're having a more like female fan base, I still see the female like divas in the boys aisle. And I'm like, Dodie, you could have your own section in the girl aisle, and you know, they could get it, you know, get it and stuff over there. Cause you would assume that it'd be in that aisle, and you know, it is, you know, it's wrestling stuff, and like, you know, it's like, and you have, you know, had the championship or the female championship and stuff like that on the girl aisle. So it was kind of, but it was like mixed with like just, you know, it was just the brand WWE, but it was still in the boys area. And I was like, I mean, I feel like that should have been over in the girls aisle, but maybe it'll start being that just like, just branded. It's just going to be like that. Just, you know.
That honestly, with that, I don't have a problem with it because of the brand. It were branded, and it's just because you know some girls may not even see that in the girls' aisle, but they're gonna expect it to be in the boys' aisle because it's wrestling. But but you know that's what I always think, because you have the Ken dolls that were never in the boys' section. That was always in the Barbie section.
But you ain't no boys ain't gonna buy no Ken doll.
Yeah.
You know good and well, ain't no boy gonna buy no Ken doll.
Exactly.
Ain't gonna buy no Ken doll whatsoever.
But it was a male character doll in the girls' aisle. So it's like, I just think they should just leave it for what their brand is. It shouldn't matter. You know, can't put Hot Wheels and, you know, My Little Pony mixed together. Just leave it as it is in their brand, which I feel like they have always done, had it sectioned out in their brands.
Yeah. So I mean that's something. But you know, I mean those, you know, toy aisles and stuff. I mean, when was the last time I ever been in a toy aisle? It's been a while. Long time.
Yeah, I think last time, well, I still have my Rocksteady. I think it's about a it's about a 10 to 12 inch Rocksteady.
Yeah,
I guess action figure or toy that I have. I had it since I was 7 years old, so 30 years later, I still have it, and it's still in good condition. Yeah. It's out of the box, but it's still in good condition. Yeah. And he was just, I remember we're picking that up. That was just sitting up in front along with their brand, Ninja Turtles. It's just either him or Bebop, because all the Ninja Turtles were gone. So they were the only two, and they were just sitting up in front of the store. So it wasn't really, I know they had April 2, that she was with Ninja Turtles. So she wasn't going to be put in the female section. She was going to be with the Ninja Turtle because that's where you know, she was created. And that, whatever that brand was, I can't remember the name of the brand, Hasbro. So.
Mine was, I don't know. Because I used to buy the action figures and then I would buy it and then I stopped. You know, I would check over in the aisles just to see what or whatever. I think it was certain things like, it was the Legends, those Marvel Legends ones. And those were like kind of, a lot of like my age friends were buying those Legends and stuff. And it was keeping them in the package. But these were like Marvel Legends, like not, some were movies and some was like the actual comic book and stuff. So it was all like the little dark and stuff. But, you know, a bunch of Marvel Legends, those were like, you know, what was it? It was like collectors. It was collectors item and stuff. So I was doing that. And then at a certain point, I was like, because someone else older than me was buying those too. But he had kids. And what threw me off and made me like just sell those action figures I had, because I was like, wait, he's a grown man, but he has kids, but he's still buying action figures and keeping them in a box. Where I think I would have been like, here, kids, you can play with these toys. I mean, what am I doing with action figures? That's and so I had to look at myself and I was like, no, I'm done. I can't. And, you know, seeing all these pop figures, and I'm like, this is too much. I was like, this is tough just to stand there and just be right there and not, I mean, these things are supposed to be to play with. And I'm not going to play with toys. I just had them standing up, and I was like, I don't know, man. It's something where I felt really like, I was like, this is not good. I had to look at myself and be like, and I would have friends who collect action figures, and they would play, or some or acquaintance would play with them, and me seeing them, or not seeing them play with them, but like move them around or do little poses and stuff or have figurines and stuff. I got to the point where I was like, wait a minute. I'm too old for this. I know I had the money, you know, to buy the stuff. So I already bought everything. All right. Now you bought everything. You have these figurines. Okay. What now or whatever. And it's like, nothing. Like, I don't deal with these. I'm, you know, I even stopped playing video games, which I try to get back into video games, which we need to talk about Grand Theft Auto 6. Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
We're saving it to last because I have so many thoughts and notes and concerns for that game.
Okay.
But either way, with the figurines, that's where I started getting rid of all my action figures. And pretty much now, I'm still in the mix of getting rid of action figures because they're just now in boxes. But I'm just selling them and stuff, or selling what I can sell to get money off of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, get my money back.
And I think that's what some people do. They'll kind of keep it, you know, as a collector's item, or they'll kind of keep it for when the value goes up years later. You know, even for some for their kids. And well, then, you know, you have some of the, like, YouTube, you know, streamers or YouTube, you know, content creators or whatever will have it in their little background for the simple fact of, you know, just, you know, kind of showing it off. And
that's pretty much
what I would do, because I want to have stuff like that for my room. I'm going to have stuff like that in there that's just have that memory as a kid, all the things that I used to, you know, that I used to play, that I adore, that I love, that I'm never going to grow out of. That kid part of me is always going to stay there. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you'll still, you've been, And so, so that, you know, toy aisles and stuff. I mean, we just run over the one woman suing Disney. I mean, that just says it in the title. So, you know, newsflash, woman suing Disney. I thought Bex was going to be here to talk a little about that, but she's not. So
it's not a lot of information about that. When I read about that, it's not a lot of information. It's more of, because they haven't explained, like, how, you know, what's the difference in pay is. Now, if it's something like for instance, my job where, you know, my coworker that we do the same job and she, you know, she getting paid less than I do, then I see that where the problem is. But if we're doing different positions and different, you know, because there's all different types of positions at Disney. So I don't, you know, unless they have a legitimate, you know, evidence of somebody doing the same position that this person is doing, they're getting paid more, then I can see the issue. But there wasn't much information about that.
Yeah, so we'll circle that back, you know, when Bex come. Well, let's just go to it, talk about Spider-Man lawsuit, which I do have information and stuff like that, but it's just a repeat again. It's always like whenever a Spider-Man or something property or a game or something comes up, the Disney Dickel estate comes up and like, hey, you can't do that. We own Miles Morales and what's up? It was Doctor Strange and then there was something and Spider-Man. And I'm like, yo, what's going on?
I know.
It's always, I feel like it's always something that come up every time with Spider-Man. When Spider-Man comes up, Steve Ditko's right behind it, like, oh, shoot, here we go. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be settled, but I think it's kind of going longer because, you know, Disney's getting broke. So, you know, you know, before Disney, you know, have the money and be like, I pay you off, be quiet. But now it's like, I pay up, and then Disney's like, I don't need this phase five.
Can I put something on it? That's what Disney's coming to now.
Like, Disney is just...
I ain't got it right now, but can I put something on it? I'll get you back later.
Just terrible right now. They're just, I don't know what's going on.
Man, dude, it is going downhill. It's not looking good for Disney.
It's not. And so dealing with this, and I mean, with this Marvel stuff, I mean, I don't even know if Marvel is even like in between this whole mess. Is it just, so it's like, they're going to try to do something with Miles Morales, but still keep Miles Morales, but they're going to do something. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he changed it to another name where it's just called Black Spider. Black Spider. Not Spider. Spider. S-P-I-D-A.
Yeah, Spider. Spider.
Little Spider.
Spider-Man, not Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Come on. You look up there, Spider-Man.
It's Spider-Man. Hey, Spider-Man. What's up, man?
Get Terrence Howard up in there. It's Spider-Man. Come on, man. It's Spider-Man.
I can't deal with this whole thing of the lawsuit because I'm pretty sure there's another lawsuit that's going to come up like afterwards. But it's just a Steve Ditko. I'm like, isn't Steve Ditko dead? Like, he's gone. He died before Stan Lee, but like the family still kept the estate going. So they're like,
the family is, it's always the family trying to keep the estates going and just fighting for like the, you know, the past family members' rights.
Yeah. So hopefully, hopefully they settle all that. Hopefully they, you know, get a Spider-Man 4 out. I don't think that's delaying anything. I think it's just Kraven the Hunter and Madam Web. I'm like, these are two movies that we did not ask for or even needed to be deserved. Did we deserve this movie? No. Did we ask for this movie? No. Did we would like to see them in a Spider-Man movie as a cameo or a little play, a little part in it? Sure. Do we need a whole movie? No.
We did not need a whole movie. That's where Sony is just messing up. They're just throwing these characters and giving them a whole movie instead of kind of introducing them into Spider-Man first. And then be like, oh, okay, see what a fanfare is. And then see if you can make a movie. But you know, like we said, they're only doing it just to kind of keep the rights to Spider-Man. They gotta throw something out there.
It's just, it's like, I'm telling you, if I see a Sinister Six movie and it has but no Spider-Man in it, I'm gonna be like, what's the point of Sinister Six if there's no Spider-Man?
Yes, that's there. Spider-Man is the whole point of Sinister Six, of them getting together because he didn't put them all away.
Exactly. And the thing is, this is the thing too. You make a movie just of them. Has the comic book ever made a movie, made a comic book that was just about them? No. If we put Spider-Man in it somewhere.
Exactly. Spider-Man pops up at least somewhere in there.
Yeah. You learn about the character and stuff. You know, someone wants to do the character. But Spider-Man do pop up in there. I mean, it's, you're not going to have him not pop in there. It's like, I mean, it's like you expect to have... You expect to have Snoop Dogg with his album, but you know Dr. Dre's gonna drop in what a few songs.
Yeah, at some point, you know he's gonna at least produce or something. You're gonna be behind it somehow, some way.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, it's just it. I don't know what's going on with Sony. Sony is just itself, no. And then you know Tom Holland is still crying and stuff, like, ah, I want Disney back. You're not getting Disney back. You already got your 3-picture deal. You're done.
Yeah,
Disney. I think Disney discarded. I feel like Disney is pushing him off. Where they're like, we already got Spider-Man. We already got the fan crazy. We already got our money. We're just working on getting you back. And I bet you this. I bet you. Even though they cast Tom Holland, they cast him. I bet you if they ever give the rights back to Spider-Man and Tom Holland still like Spider-Man, they're gonna be like Tom Holland. You did a good job. But now it's time to get a younger kid to be Spider-Man.
Yes. And I believe Disney will end up bringing in, I believe they will do the whole diverse thing and bringing in Miles Morales.
Yeah. And they'll be like, sorry, Tom Holland. But Tom Holland's be like, but I'm going out with a black chick. I'm all about black people.
Yeah.
It's like, no, Tom Holland, it doesn't work like that. Besides, isn't she in Dune?
Dune. Oh, yeah. Dune, yes.
I don't know, man. It's because at that end of Spider-Man No Way Home, I was like, I'm ready for a Spider-Man 4 because he got the new suit, like the original suit.
Yeah, and so it's like he ended up getting the suit.
He was just sparkle. But, you know, I was like, I still let a slide it because he's in the original suit. And then it was just that. And I was like, okay, where's Spider-Man 4? And it's like, where's Doctor Strange 3? Where's Black Panther 3? Where's, that's it.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a Thor 5, so they said Thor.
Nobody wants a Thor 5.
Yeah, I think we're done with
Thor. Who asked for that? Who still, to be honest, who asked for Thor 4? Who asked? Because... 1, 2, 3. Okay, you got the 3-picture deal. I understand that. Who asked for 4?
Nobody.
Who's asking for 5?
Nobody.
And I'm assuming someone's going to try to say that someone asked for 6, but I doubt it. But they're going to claim it, even though they're still going to make a 6. This man has more Marvel movies than any other Marvel movies. Goodbye.
Yes.
This man was in his movie and then Avengers. Then his movie and then Avengers.
Yes.
And then his movie and then in Doctor Strange for some reason. The ending credit for his third movie or something. Uh-huh. And then in Endgame. Then in the Infinity. And then I'm pretty sure it was in his own movie. And then maybe Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know.
Then Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Like, so it's like, what's going on? What's going on? It's like, this man is, and he's playing the character Thor. No one cares about Thor.
Exactly. Who cares about Thor? Like, nobody really cares about Thor, even to this day. Even though they made him popular, nobody still cares about Thor. They still care more about Captain America and Iron Man more than they care about Thor.
I'm going to be honest. Iron Man is the most boringest character ever, but I still will go into the movies to see an Iron Man movie. I don't know why. It's just, but he's so boring. The comic book is so boring. It's just a genius in a robot suit. But for some reason, the movie just keeps me enticed. I'm like, I gotta watch the movies.
Well, because the movie made him more interesting.
It did. Because in the comic, he's just boring. Yeah. Remember the
nobody cared. Like I said, he was like a B list or a C list character.
That man was a C list, at least B minus, a C plus or B minus character. I mean, did anyone watch the cartoon? Because I knew I watched the cartoon, but every time where I hear I am Iron Man, and I was like, change.
I heard that there was a cartoon. I never actually watched it.
Oh, you never watched it?
I knew. I saw a couple episodes. I knew who Iron Man was, but I was never intrigued by
Iron Man. Everybody knew what Iron Man was. It's just that's why it was a shocker where it was like Iron Man getting a movie. Really?
Yeah, okay. It's like, really?
And then you watch the movie, and you're like, oh, I guess it's possible.
That's actually pretty good.
Dude, it was so funny with the cartoons, because I actually went back to watch the cartoon, and when I was watching it, I was like, yo, Iron Man was so boring that the whole intro featured like 10 different villains. Wow. Why you got 10 different villains just to introduce? Like, it should have been just one. I mean, come on. Spider-Man intro, all it is just Spider-Man, and it's just, you know, maybe you have Carnage and Venom, and you're always being teased about them every time you see the intro. You're like, when are they coming?
Exactly.
When are they coming? Like, every time you, come on, every time you see that Spider-Man intro, you're like, when is it going to be the Venom and Carnage storyline? I'm ready. Yes. Kept on teasing on the first episode. It's like, when is it happening? And then when it's happening, you're like, all right. I'm satisfied. Captain America, they messed up.
Nobody cared about.
They messed up, but then they did a good job on the second movie. And then they just watered down the third movie.
Yes.
That kind of makes sense, right?
Yes.
Because even though the third movie was literally like Avengers 2.5.
Yes, that's what it was. It was not Captain. Because I keep forgetting that it's called Captain America Civil War. I forget that it was actually supposed to be his movie.
Yeah.
But it's really an Avengers, like you said, Avengers 2.5.
Because he was still leading the movie in the first Avenger and the second Avenger. So this was like, what is this, 2.5?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what happened after Avengers 2? Oh, there's a war that broke out between the two people. Whoa, what's going on? Iron Man's in it? Oh, whose storyline is this? I'm seeing a lot of Iron Man in this.
I'm seeing a lot of Iron Man here. I'm seeing Black Panther pop up in it. And it's like a little bit of
Black
story.
Panther came.
And then you got Bucky. Then Spider-Man comes in. It's just like, okay, you got a little bit of his story. And it's like, okay, who movie is this? Dude, this is just another Avengers movie.
I'm curious. Do you think Disney knew that Chadwick Boseman was going to die?
I don't think that. But because I heard that he hid it for so long,
nobody really knew. But he hid it from like the public stuff. But I'm like, Disney had to know or something where he had to kind of include it, say, hey, I've been diagnosed with this. I only have this to how many years to live. Like, I mean, you have to really, because it's like, he didn't get into a car accident or nothing. He just like, damn. So I'm like, did Disney or even had a heads up? But then again, they did a heads up. I don't think they would have rushed him to start doing Black Panther 2 and stuff. I think they were just like, let's just get him all in all. You know what? What if he wasn't going to have cancer? Do you think the Avengers storyline would have been extended to further out? Do you think we'll have like a couple more movies before Endgame? And like once they found out, they were like, okay, we just got to wrap this up because Black Panther has to return in Endgame.
Probably. I think they were probably going to extend it more.
Yeah, have a little break or whatever. After, it's like
after Endgame with Black Panther 2 and all that, I think they had a plan to extend it more, not really rush the Young Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I always try to think of stuff or whatever, but you know, usually you should know, they should notify or something. But I don't know what the whole thing back. I don't know how that is.
Then you also had the mixture of Bob Iger leaving pretty much shortly after Endgame. And then the new CEO just came in and was like,
do you want trucks? A truck wheel? Yes. I'm selling tires.
I want quantity. I don't care about quality. I want quantity. Just put out stuff.
Man. I mean, they had a start for Phase 4, but they just started going downhill.
Yeah.
The whole thing. But either way, whole lawsuit, whole thing, Spider-Man, hopefully. And then with Marvel now, with the whole Avengers Disney Plus series, you know, Marvel. Yeah. Well, it's pretty much that, like, Marvel's What If and stuff, but their whole lineup and stuff. And it's like, I don't know what's going on. This is all like, it's just too much. I'll watch it, but I just won't be satisfied because I'm like, yeah, Avengers. I mean, I'd rather just watch the first Avengers movie again.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for What If season 2 because I seen the first one. I'm excited for season 2.
I'll watch it. I'll see it and stuff. Yeah, I'll take a look at it and stuff and I'll see if I like it and stuff. There's something else I want to talk about, but it slipped my mind. Like, I just had it. Like, wasn't there something, or not with Marvel stuff, but if I remember it, I'll bring it up. But let's talk about something that's the trailer dropped, and that's the Grand Theft Auto 6. Where did it begin? I was like, the only enhancement I have seen is it just got blacker. Is it me or did it just get blacker?
I guess it went back to being black.
Yeah. Like straight away.
A little bit.
Yeah, it went back to Grove Street, but in Miami.
Yes. Exactly. And that's what it went to. And then they just added a female into there.
Yeah.
A lot of people was actually pissed off about it. I'm like, why? Why does it matter if it's a male or female? Females can be just as cruel as men. A woman can be just as cruel as men. I mean, you had female drug lords, you know, in real life. So, but there was a lot of people upset about that. And I'm like, she can be just as cool. The trailer actually looks pretty dope to me. So I'm interested.
It's wild. It's wild.
It's like, a lot.
I was like, oh, wow. They're really just going, wow. All right. Yeah, they're just going crazy. They're showing everything. Yeah,
exactly. I see this one that grow. San Andreas and Vice City put together.
Yeah, it's definitely. I was like, okay, I see all this. Okay, they're the Miami, just the whole Miami, like, because it is Florida, so all the shenanigans is crazy with the alligator. I expected to see alligator, like, either coming into the gas station or coming into the pool, because I looked at people's reaction, and they were like, what? There's an alligator, stuff. But I'm like, they're in Miami, it's Florida. You can't really...
You can't run away from alligators. Like, alligators are going to pop up. They're real life video.
They're like pigeons for California.
Yes. They're like pigeons in California. Alligators are pigeons to Californians. They're pigeons in Miami to Californians.
Exactly. And, like, I mean, I never been to Miami, so I don't know if there's hella black people in Miami. I mean,
certain parts. Yeah, there's certain parts of the area. I haven't been, but I've heard and I've seen that there's a lot of
black people in certain parts of Miami.
Yeah. But looking at this Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer, I was like, is this The Chi? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, this seems like Chi thing and stuff. But I was like, this, it made me not want to, I mean, it didn't entice me to buy the game and stuff, because I was like, look, Grand Theft Auto 5 is something that I still deal with, or I played before and stuff. So, I mean, what more can they add or whatever, like, how better, because the graphic looks just like Grand Theft Auto 5. So I really can't really say, you know. Yeah, that. So I'm like, I don't see like what's the enhancement or what's better or what you can do. I mean, what else can you do? But
yeah, I mean, I guess it's been, but
I mean, are you gonna get it?
8 years, yeah, I'm gonna get it.
All right, you let me know how the game is. You let me know.
I'll let you know in 2025 because that's when it comes out.
Oh yeah.
That's the only thing that pissed me off about Grand Theft Auto 6. It's like, why are you showing me this trailer now if it don't come out in another 2 years?
And that's 2 years, bro. That's 2 years. Not like, a year later. That's 2 years. I mean, like, at least
summer of 2024, but no, it's 2025. I'm like, really?
Well, at least they're being honest and not like Cyberpunk that was like, you're coming out. It's out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they kept doing that, but people were, and it was kind of on the fans too, because the fans were like rushing, and then they were like, "All right, you guys keep complaining, we're gonna put it out there. We try to give it time to make sure that it's good, but you guys just keep coming at us. I guess we're just gonna put it out there."
Yeah, exactly. Well, other than that, I know there was another something I wanted to bring up, but I guess it'll come up later, maybe. But how's everything going? How's life? How's your week going, man?
Everything's pretty good. You know, now that the SAG strike is over, you know, getting some more auditions starting to come in and stuff like that.
Nice.
For me and my wife, so we're gonna
look. Are you SAG?
I'm not SAG, but a lot of more projects are coming out.
Okay.
Because of the SAG, so I had some projects coming in, but it wasn't coming like now. I'm just seeing it pop up everywhere, you know.
Okay.
But my wife is actually SAG, so she's happy that it's over now. She's getting work, and hopefully, you know, get on you know, some big time network, big time show, or whatever. So
okay,
but yeah. But other than that, you know, I mean, same old work.
All right, you
know, it's fun as ever. You know, having people turning themselves in. You know, after being court ordered, literally.
You got me. All right, I'm going. Going in there.
All right, I guess I'll just go. And it usually get brought in, but now, you know, just have somebody just kind of turn themselves in. And I was like, oh, okay. We don't get those too often.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Well, that's good. Yeah. With me, I'm getting more involved in church, and it's like they're having me do like opening prayer for certain Sundays and stuff. And I was like, yesterday, Sunday, they really came up to me like 3 minutes before service starts. They were like, brother, can you do the opening and scripture for today? The opening prayer and the scripture for today? And I was like, yo, that's 3 minutes I gotta try to prepare, man. I was like flipping through a Bible, like, whoosh, 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 whoosh. I was like, what am I gonna, what am I gonna say? It's like you do a good job doing a opening prayer, and then all of a sudden they're like asking you to do it, or you know, come up, and I'm like, I don't know if I have the same touch like I did the first time or the second time. I don't know, but. I guess I'll go up maybe until I mess up. Then they'll be like, oh, brother, you can sit down on this one. Yes, thank you. I don't like going up there, but you know, to get that nervous out. So that and something about being over the young adults and stuff. So doing organizing, like fundraising and youth. And I mean, not youth, not dealing with the youth because that's separate. I'm dealing with the young adults, which is 19 to to 38. And I'm like, yo, I'm 30. What am I doing with? What? That should be someone who should be over that for the younger. I mean, for the younger, though, should be someone that's like over 38 that nose is up, not me, who's just 30 and still like, I'm starting my like half my next life. I already finished my first life.
Yeah,
because with this whole spiritual walk, I feel like I'm on a new life, like second life right now. Shoot, so I don't know experience. Maybe if I was a 40 or something, I'll do that. But I mean, how am I gonna like organize and help the young adults when I'm still going through the young adults age?
I'm still like, a young adult myself.
Because Blurdock, it's like, look, if they said, could you know, be the leader and lead for the youth? Okay, yeah, I can help the youth. There are some things that I went through that I wish someone told me so that I had, so I could tell the youth, you know, and to prepare what's to come or, you know, stuff that's to be ready. I'm like already with the young adults where I'm like, yo, we in it right now. And I'm like, I'm learning things too. So let's just. But I didn't argue. I said,
I ain't even went to my midlife crisis yet.
I still haven't got to my midlife crisis yet. I feel like I'm about to hit the midlife crisis right now.
y'all getting me to my midlife crisis a little too early now.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I don't think so. I mean, there's nothing I can. I'll do leadership. I just do projects or do stuff, and I'll just do the best that I can and just do that. And I'll see how that goes. I'll give you updates and stuff, but that'll start pretty much next year or something. I mean, even on a prayer line, they want me to start doing a prayer like in the morning, you know, on the first week of Monday and Wednesday. And I was like, okay, I could try to pray for that, you know, that or that long. She said it was like, it could be 2 minutes or 5 minutes, and I'm like, usually my things are like 2 minute prayers. I don't go on or something. I mean, I noticed. I mean, mine is always never long, and it's never not short, but it's just right. But
right in the middle.
Yeah, just in the middle. I stick in the middle. Like, I don't want to do more and stuff. Or less, you know, these things are still like, you know, still, I guess you gotta practice or do something. But I mean, I don't know, man. Sometimes, like, I'm pretty sure I probably did that prayer one time and stuff, but I don't know if I can do that again. I mean, that wasn't me when I did that prayer, but that's what I'm going through, so yeah. other than that, any last word before we sign off?
Well, I mean, I know last week we talked about the plethora of Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
And I just saw that I guess the Godzilla Minus One could potentially go up for the VFX. Could go up for the Oscars for the VFX for the VFX effects.
Okay.
Then I saw the great reviews for that Godzilla movie, and I guess the box office is doing pretty well for that movie. And I guess they kind of, you know, brought Godzilla back the way that it should have been. You know, of course it's Japan, so it's there. You know, it's their monster. They're the ones that created it. They know what to do with it.
So
I saw that, and still, you know, looking to watch that movie. Not sure how much longer it's going to be in theaters, but at some point I will definitely watch it. Oh, and speaking of video games, when we talked about GTA 6, I guess the Game Awards happened over the weekend.
Oh.
And Spider-Man 2, which was critically acclaimed, was nominated 7 times, won no awards at all.
Wow.
So a lot of people was upset about that. That Spider-Man 2 did not get any award.
Got a nominated 7 times. Yes. Didn't win none? Didn't
win nothing.
You must be joking, but what? What are they trying to do?
I have no idea. I heard that was a really, really good game. I mean, to be nominated 7 times, it got to be a good game. Yeah. To be nominated in 7 categories, it has to be a very good game.
Yeah.
But to lose all of it, that's crazy.
Wow. Well,
I guess Baldur's Gate, whatever that game is, I haven't seen gameplay of it, but I heard it's a really good game, won a lot of awards.
Well, wow. Well, until then, we'll talk more about that. But right now, I think we got to give it a close right now. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you follow us and, see what we're doing. And just wait until the next one. You know, hopefully Bex will be back. We don't know. Hopefully. I don't say she will. I'm just hoping.
Yeah, we can just hope at this point.
Because I feel like maybe for the next time we do a podcast, she's going to be like, I'm out in Vegas right now. And it's like, again?
Again. Yeah.
All right, then. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace out.